Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Israel is experiencing mild weather today. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, perfect for any outdoor plans. In Haifa, a few clouds might pass by, but nothing to worry about. And in Eilut, it's warm as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, during a visit to southern Lebanon, Prime Minister Netanyahu tells Hezbollah and Iran to get out of here, warning that the Israel-Lebanon agreement could face challenges from Tehran and its proxies. This update is from JNS Just In. Also, earlier today, the IDF announced the killing of four Hamas operatives planning attacks in Gaza. Three Israelis were murdered this morning, including a rabbi from Netanya. An arrest was made in New York for allegedly funding Palestinian Islamic groups, as reported by the Times of Israel. Also this hour, President Trump is considering a return to all-out war with Iran, while still committed to diplomatic talks, according to a report from I-24 News earlier today. Separately, Israeli border communities are raising alarms over a potential attack drone threat emerging from the West Bank. Local officials warn these drones could reach Tel Aviv in 6 minutes. This insight comes from Ynet earlier this afternoon. And finally, in earlier reporting from Israel Hayom Hebrew, Egyptian negotiations with Hamas in Cairo are underway. Egypt is pushing for a quick agreement due to concerns about Iran, with several dramatic issues on the table. Here's what people are saying online. Jonathan Conricus, a spokesperson for the IDF, posted earlier today criticizing an unnamed organization as a front for Hamas, accusing it of perpetuating conflict rather than resolving it. The Times of Israel shared comments from Bezalel Smotrich advocating for the IDF to seize more land in Gaza. He believes Jewish settlements would bolster security for Israeli border communities. Bilaz News reported an hour ago on the tragic murder of Harav Amos Guetta, a revered rabbi in Netanya. He was attacked in a synagogue by an unstable follower and later died from his injuries. A manhunt for the suspect is ongoing. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the warning from Prime Minister Netanyahu. During his visit to southern Lebanon, he addressed Hezbollah and Iran directly, emphasizing that the Israel-Lebanon agreement remains fragile against any challenges. According to JNS, Netanyahu's comments underscore the delicate balance in the region. This message aims to deter potential aggression and reassure local residents of their security. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the IDF's recent operation highlights ongoing tensions. The Times of Israel reports that the strikes neutralized four Hamas operatives who were planning attacks. The broader context includes the murder of three Israelis earlier today. This development highlights the enduring volatility along the border. Meanwhile, President Trump's stance on Iran remains complex. I-24 News reports that despite considering military action, Trump is still engaging in diplomacy. This dual approach aims to keep pressure on Iran while leaving room for negotiations. The international community watches closely as these talks could shift regional dynamics. Separately, concerns about attack drones in the West Bank are growing. Ynet describes local officials' fears that these drones pose a significant threat, potentially reaching as far as Tel Aviv. This new technology could change the nature of conflicts and requires immediate attention from Israeli defense forces. Finally, Egypt's push for negotiations with Hamas is vital. Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights four key issues in the Cairo discussions. Egypt is eager to prevent any Iranian influence in these talks, aiming for stability in Gaza. Successful negotiations could lead to a more peaceful regional outlook. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a significant drop in fuel prices. As of July 1st, drivers will see a decrease of 32 agorot per liter for 95-octane gasoline. this reduction offers relief to consumers amid rising living costs. Separately, CTEK explores Apple's partnership with Intel, which may take years to materialize. Analysts suggest that while this collaboration holds promise, immediate impacts on production are unlikely. And finally, The Times of Israel Tech discusses an upcoming assistance plan for the Israeli tech sector. Finance Minister Smotrich promises support amidst fears of layoffs and potential relocations. This plan aims to stabilize an industry vital to Israel's economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.